Calling all mystery fans. Calling all speculative fiction fans. Dick Meteor is on the air. I don't know about you folks, but when I get up in the morning, I can be a real I can be a real grump. That's why my day doesn't start before I have that first satisfying cup of Comet coffee. That's right, folks, the secret is out. The kind, sensitive guy you've come to know and love is all thanks to Comet Coffee, the only coffee that 9 out of 10 physicians agree will probably, maybe, make a small difference in your daily performance. To gain a pleasant attitude like mine, be sure to start your day with Comet Coffee. Do you got it now? After 20 takes, are you kidding me?
Greetings and salutations, interstellar sleuths and gumshoes, ripped from the Sunday funny pages and flung into deep space. It's once again time to thrill at another daring adventure of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. When we last left our hero, he had been surprised by a visit from his ex-wife, Aurora.
I need you to retrieve something that was stolen from me.
What's the item?
My new wedding ring.
I recover your ring. I get paid. And you never contact me again.
I understand. And I agree.
Good. You just bought yourself a detective.
On his way back to his office, Dick was abducted by two shady characters.
He's Mr. Timmy.
And he's Mr. Billy.
Yeah, I got that part. If you think I'm going without a fight...
Since the assistant!
You're absolutely right.
Does Aurora have anything to do with Dick's abduction? Can Dick escape his inconvenient confinement? Find out in tonight's thrilling episode, The City at the Edge of the Station.
He sure is heavy, Mr. Billy.
Perhaps we are getting weaker, Mr. Timmy.
Or perhaps he's getting harder, Mr. Billy.
You bring up a fair point, Mr. Timmy.
Well then, if it isn't Mr. Billy and Mr. Timmy, I thought I told you two not to contact me unless it was important.
But it is important, isn't it, Mr. Timmy?
So important, Mr. Billy. We brought you a gift, Marquis.
A gift? From you two? There is no such thing. Tell me, Mr. Timmy, Mr. Billy, what do you want?
Only that you remember the little people when the time comes, Marquis.
Yes, the little people.
A favor, then. A favor is a very serious debt. What have you brought me that is worthy of such a payment?
Take a look.
Well then, that is a coat of another color. A favor it is. Thank you, and you may kindly get out. Now.
Oh no, can Dick pull out of this alive? Perhaps not without a little help. We now join Annie, Dick's robotic secretary, who is heading to the space bar in search of her employer, intending to give him a piece of her circuit board.
Going planetside is insane! There are angry cows and orange monsters and another thing! I cannot show Dick my emotions or I will be decommissioned. Rein it in, Annie!
Opening space bar doors.
Going planetside is completely illogical, Richard?
Looking for someone? A nice single droid, perhaps? You should have no trouble with your enhanced RAM storage.
The only entanglements I seek are of the quantum variety.
Sure.
I am looking for my human, Richard Meteor. Has he come in here?
Yes, I just hired him. And Dick finished early, as usual. Then he stormed out like the child he is.
I do not detect human subtext easily. Are you acquainted?
You could say that. I'm Aurora.
My designation is Annie Droid. You say Richard left? Did he indicate his intended destination?
His office?
That is improbable. He would then be at his office, which he is not, and I would not be here looking for him.
Well, we'd better go look for him then. Probably got stuck in an airlock or something. Poor thing. He's useless.
Opening space bar doors.
As Annie and Aurora go in search of Dick, we return to the deep bowels of the space station, where Dick has been finally freed from his encasement.
Would it kill you to wash that bag? What do you normally keep in here, Glofnars?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you?
I am the Marquis de Cannibas, at your service.
Cannibas, huh?
Cannibas.
Marquis, nice to meet you. I'm...
Oh, I know who you are, Dick.
Oh, you can call me Oh, you did. Okay.
I don't know anyone who won't call you that. Eventually.
What does that mean?
Precisely what you think it does, Pumpkin. Now, enough with the pointless chatter. We have someone we need to see.
What's in it for me?
Gratitude and the saving countless lives on this station and the planet below.
Cut the quarks. What's really in it for me?
Sums of legal tender. An amount you can't even imagine.
Well, that's worth getting kidnapped for. Lead the way.
As Dick follows the Marquis deeper below the station, the light grows dimmer, and the hum from the engine is ever present. He starts to wonder if this is a setup.
Is this a setup?
Depends on what you mean.
Well, where are we going?
We're off to see the wizard! Word of your exploits have reached us even here in the understation. Dick Meteor, the station's infamous intergalactic private eye. Since you are the only one on board, that's hardly an accomplishment, but we'll take what we can get.
Wait, understation? We can't be under the station. That would just be in space.
I see nothing gets past you, Pumpkin. That must be why they gave you the detective badge.
Ha ha.
It's just a little term we use for our city. We are the ones who slipped through the cracks, so to speak. Captain Perk doesn't know we're here. No one does. Except us.
What? How? There are cameras and droids all over this station. Heat signatures, bioscanners. How can you possibly stay hidden?
You don't find what you don't look for, Dick. Besides, we have Isling Tech.
Isling Tech? Never heard of him.
They've heard of you.
Ah, Marquis, what a pleasure. And Richard Meteor, the man himself. It is about time you became acquainted with myself.
You must be the wizard.
Oh, wizard is such a formal title. No, I prefer the great omniscient.
Sure. And you can call me Dick. As fascinating as all this is, you still haven't told me why I'm here covered in Glofnar stink.
I've already told you, Pumpkin. You just weren't listening. Upstationers never do.
Enough with this upstation and downstation and station to station, whatever. I don't care. What is the case?
Ah, I see you are finally asking the right questions for once, Richard Meteor. We are the people the upstation looses through the cracks. What is lost there is found down here. What is lost here is gone forever.
You must have a severe sock shortage then.
We have an abundance, actually. Though none of them match.
Huh. Say, you wouldn't have happened to find a diamond ring, would you? That would be horribly convenient.
We're not losing socks, Richard Meteor. We're losing people.
Have you tried this method to finding them? It's called looking.
I am am the station. I am plugged into the station mainframe. I see all. I know all. And the station computer really is quite loose-lipped once you know the secret to her coding, so to speak.
Well, there's gotta be clues. Maybe these missing folks left notes or something.
My eyes and ears on the station are the Marquis. If it is on this station, he can find it. He hasn't found them. That's where you come in, Richard Meteor.
Yeah, the Marquis said as much. How much legal tender are we talking here?
You can't imagine the sum.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit. Hundreds? Thousands?
What you normally lose in a couch.
So you have nothing.
We have no need of it here. Our currency is goods and services.
Services? I'm not sure about that.
Only in my dreams, Pumpkin. But no, a favor from Isling Tech would be equal to a fortune.
Look, I'm not interested in any kinds of services from you people. What I'm interested in is legal tender. And if you don't have it, I ain't taking the case.
My people are missing, Richard Meteor. If mine go, how long do you think it will take your people to disappear? Like your ex-wife, Aurora? Or your android, Annie? None of you exactly fit with the other carefully selected life forms on this ship.
What do you mean, selected?
Surely you've noticed. No position on this ship has an abundance or a deficit. Every position required for a stable and luxurious life is filled. Except, that is, for you.
And us.
Well, yeah. It's a space station. It's a controlled environment. I've been told this. A lot.
If it is a controlled environment, Pumpkin, how do you think you got on board?
That's not really the point. Are you trying to tell me that the only reason I'm on this station is because someone wants me to be?
I am saying everyone else is on this station because someone wants them to be.
So, who would want them here?
And who wants us gone?
These are the questions you should be asking, Richard Meteor.
Well, yeah. Unless you have some way to pay me, I'm not going to.
I think you should reconsider.
Or what?
Do you believe the only reason you are alive is through your own cunning? No, Richard Meteor. You are alive because I allow it. Everyone, every single being on this ship is alive because I allow it.
You allow it, huh? So the temperature that's kept at optimal conditions for humanoid species, that's all you, huh? And I suppose the food that's replicated to provide optimal nutrition, that's all you too, right?
Now you're getting it!
Right. Huh. Well, the way I see this little arrangement you're setting up is, as powerful as you think you are, you're nothing more than an oversized machine. You still need us flesh and blood types to be your eyes and ears and arms and legs. I bet there's a power center somewhere around here, and when we've had enough of your crossed wires, you could just be unplugged. Is that correct?
How dare you! I am the Omniscient! I am all powerful! I am...
stuck in a wall.
I see how you feel about your artificial compatriots. Perhaps you are not the man we are looking for, Richard Meteor. Perhaps we should not allow you to leave.
That turned.
What do we do?
I am leaving. You are on your own. Toodles!
I can shut all the airlocks in this room and take away the very air you breathe. I take away your light and leave you in darkness. I know every move you make, every breath you take, every word you say I hear. Every time you believe you're alone, I am there.
That looks like the jerk's power cord.
Every secret that could destroy you, I know! I am!
long-winded. Now, how do I get out of here? Where is a ladder when a guy needs one? Huh, look, a ladder.
Would you look at that? Just when I thought you couldn't get any lower.
Hello to you too, Aurora.
Richard, what are you doing so far from your office?
I got lost.
I told you he was useless.
Richard, we need to go back to the office. You have an urgent message from the captain. It came through on your comm only moments ago.
You're patched through to my comm?
Of course I am. I schedule all of your meetings. Therefore, you must logically conclude that I am programmed with all your contacts along with their information.
Okay, I'm coming. Hey, didn't we have a deal where I'm not supposed to see you again? Ever?
Have you found my ring yet?
No.
Then you haven't kept up on your end of the deal either.
That's fair. I need to go see the captain, apparently. Let's go get this over with.
A deck of cards is a simple thing. A pile of them leaning. A breath of wind will topple them, but now they are worth reading. Watch them flutter as they lay, astrew the former stack. Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back.
Oh no! Will this mean the end of the understation? What does the captain want to see Dick Meteor for? And what dastardly deeds are Aurora and the Marquis planning? Find out in the next adventure of Dick Meteor entitled, Oh Captain, My Space Captain.
Hey everybody, Justin here, creator of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed putting it together. The City at the Edge of This Station was written by Elizabeth Bird and Justin Howe, performed by Richard Burt as the announcer, Elizabeth Bird as Mr. Billy and Annie Droid, Taylor Schoonover as Mr. Timmy, Casey Ahrens as Aurora Borealis, Kayla Sandusky as the station computer, Sean Murphy as the Marquis de Cannabis, Tiffany Elaine as Islingtech, and Justin Howe as Dick Meteor. Underscoring performed by Corey Show Me Howe. Spacebar music found on YouTube. Additional sound effects were found on freesound.org. This episode was mixed and edited by Justin Howe. Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye is a production of Just Puppets Productions. If you'd like to support the podcast, head over to anchor.fm/dickmeteor and click the support button. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.